Well, it's been 3 long months since Supercar's last race. They have 5 rounds left and will cram that into 6 weekends starting this weekend in Sydney. The final weekend is the Bathurst 1000. Joining us, the great Craig Lowndes. Lowndesy, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Oh, my goodness. How tough's it been having 3 months off? Now the teams have to set the car up again.
Yeah, well, it has been. I think that there's no doubt that we knew that this year was going to be a little bit interrupted with the Olympics, but of course that's been extended with this so-called COVID and border crossings and everything that's been going on. To be honest, I know inside the Red Bull Ampol team, we've actually been refurbishing the race team, so it's given us an opportunity to be able to do that. But of course, then you talk to Shane Van Gisbergen or Jamie Whincup, they're itching to get back inside a race car. So this weekend, you're going to see some fireworks because all drivers are all fresh, they're all fit, and they're all hungry.
One venue, it's in Sydney, 4 straight weekends, it's 11 races. How taxing would that be for the teams and drivers?
Well, I think that this is the first time we've ever attempted to do a quad weekend back-to-back. Wow. Last year, obviously, with what went on, we started to do back-to-back weekends, but we've never done 4 weekends in a row. So this is going to be something interesting and something new for all of us. Teams are well prepared, and again, I can only talk about the team that I'm involved with, that, you know, they've brought down a whole heap of spares. Thankfully, we can bring extra stuff down if we need it over the course of the 4 weekends. If either one of the 2 drivers has a bit of a mishap or crashes a car, we obviously got the ability to bring more in. But as you mentioned, after the 4th week, we've got 1 week to turn these all these cars around to head to the biggest race of the year, which is the Bathurst 1000.
Over 6 days. It's unreal. Talk to us about Sydney Motorsport Park this weekend. You're racing Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's sort of more of a twilight race, and that's something for me is enjoyable to see the cars and a challenge for the drivers sitting in the driver's seat watching the sunset. As you come down the main straight of SMP here, the sun sets over that hill right in front of you entering turn 1 at 260 kilometres an hour. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge for the drivers. We've done it in 2018, so they're all well equipped and prepared. But look, it's going to be exciting. As I said, you walk up and down the pit lane, which I'm at the circuit still, and to see the buzz around the back of the pit is amazing. It's normally you see that in big events like a Bathurst, but everyone is so keen to get inside a race car and get this racing started.
Yeah. Triple Eight's Shane Van Gisbergen, he's 276 points clear on top. It's his to lose, but Jamie Whincup ain't going to lie down.
Oh, absolutely not. I think that, Jamie is more focused than ever. He knows that this is his last full-time season as a main driver. Next year, he moves into the other seat, which is the director's chair. And for him, it's really important to finish his career off as strong as he can. And look, I hope he's still in the hunt when we get to Bathurst. I'm co-driving with him.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like in 2018. I went through that same pressure, program, feelings, emotions. And for him, I just want to get there and support him as best I can.
You will. Our very own Nick Percat, what I mean by that, he's an Adelaide lad. He's been, well, the centre of some intrigue. Talk to us about he's part of a driver swap next year. What?
Yeah, look, it's really interesting. I've never really seen, again, it's a new standard in the sense of if there's such a mid-season announcement of where drivers are going to move to for 2022. Normally, it's all post-Bathurst. Everyone's scandaling and trying to work out all the secrets of trying to work out where people are going and what seats they're going to be sitting in next year. And of course, this season, mid-season, it's been a huge shake-up. So it's good in one hand because obviously for me, I'm putting my commentator's hat on that you can actually now talk about it. It is the story. And it's interesting. When you make an announcement to leave a race team, you become the black sheep. You don't get to see what's going on in the future because they don't want you to take that to the next team. So it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics of what goes in with teams as these next 4 weekends unfold. And again, like double stacking, are you going to let the main driver do it, who's going to be there next year, or do you let the Nick Percats of this world who are moving into WAU next year? I think that's going to be quite interesting. Again, the fascination of the atmosphere inside race teams.
Oh, unbelievable. Hey, got a Sip and Save text. We're interactive here. It's from Jim. He's asking, is Scott McLaughlin any chance for Bathurst this year?
He's not. He's already come out and said that he's not going to come back. Really for him, and look, I respect what his decisions are. Like he was talking about, he needs to come out to Australia. He's got a quarantine for 2 weeks. He obviously then hasn't been inside a race car for about 8 months or so. And you know, although it's the same race car as he left it at the end of last year, but things evolve. The teams evolve, setups evolve. You know, for him, he just wanted more time to get prepared. And again, I respect his decision because he wants to go to Bathurst with one focus in mind, which is to stand on that top step. He doesn't want to come second. He doesn't want to just run around midfield. He wants to come and be as best he can. So unfortunately this year we're going to miss him, but there's no doubt that he's still got a desire to come back if the program and the calendar fit.
Lowndes, you won last one. Drivers who accumulate the most points in the Sydney Cup, this is the next four rounds, $25,000 cash. Not bad.
Absolutely not bad. I might come out of retirement. I think that I wish they had that around when I was full-time. But look, it's great to have We definitely trying to incentivize, you know, the great racing of drivers and also put a bit of a carrot out there to take that passing opportunity that you may not want to take and really get some mongrel back into these drivers. And look, we've had the Enduro Cup, which used to be over the three endurance races. But, you know, of course, that's unfortunately not happening again this year. So, yeah, great incentive. And again, I think that it's really going to come down to the driver and team that is most consistent over these now four weekends. And there's different scheduling races. I know the last one's more of a mini long races, two 50-kilometre races. So the strength of teams are going to come out over these next course of these 4 weeks in different scenarios.
Lowndes, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Great work. Craig Lowndes, one of our absolute greats, our guest.